God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So this spring, I'll be going to a couple different graduations. One is a college graduation, and the other is essentially a kindergarten graduation. And man, 11, is that ever fun. All these little kids will tell you one at a time what they want to be when they grow up. And parents everywhere will be just as proud as they can be. They'll think to themselves, wow, my child is a gifted child. Well, they are. They are gifted children. And the fact is, if you belong to the Lord, you are a gifted child. 1 Peter 4:10 says this, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, the context is believers who are in many cases, a hostile world. And so he is helping us to know how to treat other believers when the world is treating them harshly, when it is oppressing them. So you are gifted. The Bible says use hospitality one to another without grudging. Have fervent charity. That above all things, have fervent charity. And then it says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister. So you are gifted. How are you gifted? Well, the Bible says, as every man hath received. In other words, if you're gifted, it means there is a giver. I have no right to brag about my gifts. They're gifts. They were given. They can be taken away. I didn't buy them. I didn't earn them. I didn't deserve them. I didn't aspire to them, to be honest. They're gifts. They're given. It wasn't my choice. Now, it's my choice to cultivate them or to ignore them, but they're gifts. They've been given. And the Bible says, talks about the manifold grace of God. So we're all gifted in different ways. It's kind of like a patchwork quilt. My grandma used to make quilts. Maybe your grandma did too. And it's basically one blanket made up of patches from many, many different patterns and garments and so on. I think back in the old days, they would take an old shirt and they'd take an old pair of trousers and they'd take little swatches and they'd patch these together until you had this very colorful quilt, this very colorful blanket. So every man has received, every person in the family of God has received a gift, and it's a gift. And that's why the glory doesn't go to the gifted, it goes to the giver. In verse 11, the Bible says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise. So you are gifted. How? You've received it as a gift. You are gifted. Who gave it? Well, the Bible answers that question. We've already alluded to it, and that is God did. If any man minister, verse 11 says, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. The Bible in verse 10 speaks of the manifold grace of God. So it's God's idea, it's God's design, it's God's enabling, it's God's gifting that makes a gifted person gifted. And therefore, again, it is silly to wish that you had someone else's gift and to be jealous. And it's silly to brag or boast about the gift one has because it's a gift and God is the giver. So why are we gifted by God? And the answer is very clear. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. God doesn't want to give to you. God wants to give through you. We're to minister what we've been given. We've received and we're to give. We've received in order that we can give. You've not received a gift to make you rich. Now, I'm not opposed to you're making money. I think you got to have money to survive. But to think, wow, I'm making this many dollars an hour, this many dollars a year, you know, good luck with that. That's not the road to success. Now, again, if you make money doing what God gave you to contribute, fine and good. If you receive recognition, fine and good. But that's not the standard of success, how much money I make and how much I am applauded. No. Success to the gifted is being a good steward to the giver. The Bible says, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So I'm to be a good steward. It's not mine. God gave it. I'm to use it to give to others. God wants to give through me to others. Well, you say, Will, I don't know what my gift is. Well, hey, I know the feeling, and I'm sure there's more for me yet to learn. But I can tell you this, after college, I didn't know how I was gifted, to be honest. Looking back, I can see inklings of that, but I honestly did not know. A year after I was married, I didn't know how I was gifted. And a lot of things have just occurred to me in the last several years, it seems. So if you don't know how you're gifted, don't worry. Just give what you've got. You have time, give it. You have money, be generous, be a giver. You have muscle, give it. Someone says, well, I'm not gifted to sweep a floor. Yeah, but you know what? If you will take action on what you have, then God, I believe, has a more vested interest in revealing to you what your gifts are because he knows that you'll give them. After all, the reason for God's giving in the first place is not for me to make money or not for me to make a name or not for me to be applauded. The reason God gave to me is so that I can give to others. You're gifted. You're a gifted child. You're gifted by God. You're gifted for a reason. And that is success. It is being a good steward to the giver of what he has gifted.